Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Lamabez, Tamid 32. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fifth chapter of Maseches Tamid, which is called Amar Lahem HaMemuna, that the Memuna, the person who was in charge of giving directions to the Kohanim, taught the following. So in order to understand the context are here, we go back to what it said in the previous chapter. In the previous chapter, it had taught at the conclusion of the last Mishnah. In the previous chapter, it had mentioned that when the Kohen had finished doing his service, what they would do at the conclusion of their service, it stated on 31b that what they did was holchu, that the Kohen who had the limbs in his hand, nesana mechatzia kevesh lamata betzam aravo, and he placed him on the ramp, on the western side of the ramp, umelachom, and he salted them there. And after that, Yardu Uba and Lishkas HaGazes Lekros HaShemai came to the Lishkas HaGazes, which was the chamber where the Sanhedrin was, and it was over there that he prayed. He didn't pray in the courtyard of the temple, but he prayed in an adjoining room. And so what were they praying for there? They were praying, so according to the Rosh, that they were praying that for the offerings to be accepted. That's what they were praying for. And so in our Daf Yomi, they on Daf Amabez, in the new chapter, it discusses what exactly they prayed and how they prayed. So says the Mishnah, the Amar Lahem, that the Mamuna who was in charge over there, Amar Lahem Mamuna, who the person who was in charge of the order of the day, he said, Baruch Hu Baracha Achas. He said, say one blessing, which before we recite the Shema. And what blessing was it that they recited at that time? So some say that was the blessing of Yotzer Or, which we typically say before Shema. And there's a dispute amongst the Amoraim in Brachos 11b. And others say that this was the blessing of Ahavarabba, that's the blessing that they said. We say Ahavarabba immediately before Shema. And the law follows the position that says that they said Ahavarabba. That's what the Rambam writes. Also implies in the Gemara in Brachos that the reason why they didn't recite the blessing of Yotzer Or is because it had not yet become the time of the day. And so therefore they didn't recite that blessing. And after they said this blessing, Vehem Barchu, and then they said that blessing, and Karu Aseres HaDibros. At that moment, they recited the Ten Commandments. Why did they recite the Ten Commandments? Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos that the reason why they recited the Ten Commandments at that point was because that is the main part of our faith, that is the Iker Hadas, and that is why we recited that at that point. In the Gemara Maseches Brachos 12a says that really, we were supposed to be reciting the Ten Commandments wherever, every place, not just in the temple. And every place where we were, you should recite the Ten Commandments every single day. But it was canceled because of the Tarumas HaMinim, meaning to say we were concerned that the Minim would say that only those Ten Commandments were heard from God, and only those things are true, and the rest of the Torah is not true. And so therefore, for this reason, the Ten Commandments would stop being said in every place. Now, which of the Ten Commandments were recited in the temple? Because we know that the Ten Commandments appears two times. It appears in the passage of Yisro on Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 13, and also appears in Deuteronomy in chapter 5, verses 6 through 17. So the Aderes HaKodesh writes that the Kohanim would recite the Ten Commandments that appeared in Deuteronomy. And he also adds that they would read it from the Torah scroll itself. And also they would not only read the Ten Commandments, they would also read the Shema, which appears next to the passage of the Ten Commandments in the Torah. It also appears in Deuteronomy chapter 6, so it's right next to it. And they would also be able to read Parashas Vahayam Shema, which appear in Akev, and they would read that from the same book. But the Parashas Vayomer, which they would have to go backwards and to read that from the book of Bamidbar, that they would not be able to read, so therefore they read that by heart. And after they read the Aseres HaDibros, they would read the passage of Shema, and Vahayam Shema, says our Mishnah, and Vayomer. And they would read the whole Shema. So why did they interrupt the blessings from before Shema with the Ten Commandments? And then they would, only after that, they would read the Shema. So what usually, today we read the blessing before Shema, and we go straight into the Shema. Why did they make an interruption? So the Tiferes Yaakov explains that they wanted to make the Ten Commandments as early as possible, but they couldn't say that before they would say the Berakos HaTorah, because there's a passage from the Torah, so they would have to recite the blessings of the Torah. And so therefore, within the blessing of Ahava Rabbah is actually a blessing that you fulfill your obligation in the Torah. And so immediately after that, they recited the Ten Commandments, and then they would go back and recite the Shema. After they recited the Shema, what would they would say? So it says, Baruch Hu Asa'am Shalosh Baruchos. And then they would bless the people with three blessings, and these are the blessings of Emes V'Yatziv, which today we recite immediately after Shema, the blessing of the Avodah, the service, which is what we call today Ritzei. Not everybody says this opinion, but many say that was the blessing they would recite, saying, may our offering be accepted, Uberkas Kohanim, and the blessing of the Kohanim. But this is not what we typically say, which is the blessing of the Kohanim, which is the blessing as found in the Torah, because that was only recited once a day, and this was not that time. So this blessing was the blessing of Sim Shalom, the blessing of bringing peace, which also is the beginning of begins with the blessing of the Kohanim. And so therefore, the reason why they would say this blessing at this point, the Rosh explains, is because they were making a blessing that the Kohanim would have the ability to properly bless the children of Israel when they would ascend the platform later in the day. So this is a blessing for the Kohanim to give a proper blessing.